Hey, Rick Ganley.
Hey, Sam Evans Brown. It must be Friday.
It is Friday.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
It can only mean that it's time for Ask Sam. And HBR's Outside In host, Sam Evans Brown, is in to answer listener questions about the natural world. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Rick. This question today comes to us from Manchester.
Hi, this is Virginia. Wondering if we are having an abnormally high amount of pollen this season because everything appears to be yellow all of the time, and my allergies have been exceptionally bad. And if we are, I was wondering if there was any reason for that.
You know, this seems like a question that comes up every year, Sam. But I mean, are some years worse for pollen than others? I don't know. I mean, it certainly seems pretty bad this year.
Well, so there are two things we've got to talk about here. We got you know, the short term versus the long term, the two halves that complete the whole Shiva and Vishnu.
Just answer, Sam. We just want to know.
Weather and climate, Rick. That's what we're talking about.
Weather and climate. Okay.
To start with the weather, I spoke to an actual meteorologist, Dave Samuel, senior meteorologist at AccuWeather.com.
Okay, well, a bad day for pollen is you go through a wet period, a lot of plant growth, and then it dries out for a few days, and that usually results in a much higher pollen counts.
Fairly straightforward, right? Rain followed by sun, good for plants, which means more pollen. Also, does that sound kind of familiar?
For this spring?
For this spring.
Yes, it certainly does.
A very wet spring. It started to dry out a little bit.
Right.
So the other thing that's going on, though, is that this spring was also really cold, which means that a lot of the plants that usually put out pollen in the spring were behind by a couple of weeks.
I think what's happening right now in 2019 is you're seeing that we're kind of having this apex of a lot of the tree pollen and also the grass pollen coming down at once.
Ah, that makes perfect sense. So everything's coming out at once.
Right. So that was Michael Piandatosi. He's the director of conservation at the Native Plant Trust out of Massachusetts. So there's different plants that put out pollens. In the spring, you get the trees, and then sort of into the summer, you get the grasses. And then all throughout, the weeds are doing stuff, but the weeds get really bad in the fall. That's when ragweed, the infamous ragweed, comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
The trees are delayed a little bit, but the trees and grass are kind of happening right at the same time this year.
It all results in the fact that you could literally write your name on the hood of your car in pollen at any given day.
That's the white pine pollen, the yellow stuff that you see, very big grains.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the other pollens are smaller, and so you can't actually see them, and they actually might be the ones that are bothering you. But that's the weather side of things. Then we've got the long term. We've got the climate side of things. So you may have heard the climate is changing.
I've heard something about that.
It's getting warmer.
Now and then.
Warmer weather means springs are earlier, falls start later. We've got a longer growing season, which means a longer, more intense allergy season.
Makes sense.
A big study of this from all over the world just came out this spring, and it found that all over the Northern Hemisphere, 17 study sites, Finland, France, three places in North America, over the last 20 years or so, we've gained an extra day of allergy season, and there's about 10% more pollen in the air during that season.
That's a really significant number.
10%'s a lot.
Yeah.
But then there's one more factor, the human factor.
If you're to walk down a main street in, say, the city of Boston, you're going to find that the vast majority of the trees surrounding people are male. And the reason is, well, we don't want fruit cluttering the street.
Remember, pollen is basically tree sperm floating indiscriminately through the air.
I wish you wouldn't put it that way, Sam.
Hoping to land.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Hoping to land in a tree flower
so
that the trees can reproduce. And especially these wind-pollinated trees that we have around us. I mean, they haven't co-evolved with a pollinator that can, you know, deliver the pollen directly to the flower. They're just putting it out in mass quantity.
Just a teenage boy.
Hoping the wind will get it where it needs to go. So, you can blame your sniffles on the folks who planted those street trees.
All right. There's a bunch of different factors that I can lay the blame at.
Yeah. And I apologize for the tree sperm analogy.
Sometimes science is uncomfortable.
Sometimes it makes us a little squeamish.
All right. And HBR Sam Evans Brown educating us once again on what's going on in the natural world. If listeners have a question, Sam, how can they get it on the air?
They can call in 1-844-GO-OTTER or send a voice memo via your smartphone to outsidein@nhpr.org.
All right. NHPR's Sam Evans Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.